As the dust settles on a big week of central bank decisions, how are the markets reacting? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. It appears there's been a change of tone among global policymakers, with many becoming more hawkish due to rising inflation fears. The Bank of England became the first major central bank to raise borrowing costs since the pandemic began, a day after the Fed signalled three possible rate hikes in 2022. The European Central Bank and Bank of Japan took a more cautious approach, though, leaving interest rates unchanged. Global stocks are mostly lower this Friday, and Michael Hewson, chief analyst at CMC Markets, says investors are still digesting the moves.
What we have seen this week is a significant sea change in terms of what central banks are concerned about. The Bank of England hiked interest rates by 15 basis points this week, which was a little bit of a surprise given the fact that they were on hold in November. And essentially, I think it's symptomatic of the sea change that we're seeing. Central bankers are now much more worried about inflation being much more persistent and less concerned about the virus.
The Federal Reserve has indicated that next year it may look to hike rates three times. The last time we had a situation where the Federal Reserve moved into a tightening phase, there was what was called a taper tantrum in emerging markets. Could we see a repeat?
I don't think so, no, because I think what was quite telling this week was the US dollar actually weakened after the taper was announced. It suggests that to a large extent, what the Federal Reserve announced this week was pretty much in the price.
The stock market has continued its upward trend. Some would say that the stock market is in a bubble and that the crash will be inevitable. Do you agree with that?
To a certain extent, there are certain areas of the stock market that are very, very frothy and are in a bubble. Unfortunately, you can't time the popping of a bubble. Ultimately, all you can do as an investor is trade the market as it is right now, not as you would think it's going to be.
Michael Hewson from CMC Markets, thank you for your insights.
Thank you.
Dangerous materials used in or on buildings remains a big problem around the world. Here in London, the 2017 Grenfell Tower fire exposed the use of flammable siding, also known as building cladding. In the US, cladding isn't allowed on buildings higher than 40 feet, although some jurisdictions have relaxed or eliminated testing rules on its use. Over in Australia, though, authorities have taken quick action to tackle the use of unsafe cladding. The BBC's Sarah Corker reports.
The blaze leapt from floor to floor to the 21st story.
Australia had an early warning about cladding. This is 2014 in Melbourne. An apartment block catches fire. The flames spread quickly.
Everyone was piling down the staircase, and then we got outside and looked up, and you could see the flames just pouring out of the building.
It was wrapped in the same type of cladding as Grenfell Tower. Thankfully, everyone got out safely. The government acted quickly and started inspecting buildings.
So the fire at La Crosse, there was a rapid fire up the building.
David Oswald is from the RMIT University in Melbourne. He's a senior lecturer at the School of Property and Construction.
After Grenfell, things really ramped up and they decided they needed to look at every building that was built since 1997 that was three stories or more. And they now know which buildings have combustible cladding.
In contrast, here in the UK, there are still no official figures on the number of affected blocks with unsafe cladding. I'm standing in Salford at the moment. It's a city in the northwest of England. And on this one street, if I look up, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tower blocks that at the moment are having flammable panels removed. But who should pay to fix these faults to make these buildings safe remains a contentious issue here, and thousands of people are facing life-changing bills. And there have actually been a wave of protests across Britain over the summer and over the last couple of months.
We're allowed to be angry.
The opposition Labour Party has repeatedly urged the British government to follow the Australian approach. Fangum Debonair raised the issue in Parliament.
The government could have done as Victoria and Australia did, set up a task force to establish the extent of dangerous cladding, prioritised by risk.
Back in Melbourne, this is the sound of cladding panels being removed from a tower block in the city centre. A building levy has forced construction firms to help pay for the work. Richard Wynne is the Minister for Planning in Victoria.
$300 million being raised through a building permit levy.
Government funding doesn't cover everything, and the Australian approach isn't perfect, but it is held up as an example of how to deal with this complex and costly problem. I'm the BBC's Sarah Corker for Marketplace.
And finally, Australia has an unusual record topping its music charts. Take a listen. And that's from an album of endangered bird calls that has beaten out the likes of Justin Bieber, Mariah Carey and Billie Eilish. It features 53 species, including the Gangang cockatoo, rare night parrot and even the noisy scrub bird. Sale proceeds will go towards Australia's bird life conservation efforts. Some weekend listening right there. And that's it from us this week. In London, I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.